Well, I'm going to tell you something. I should have took off all my pads, went one by one individually, and apologized for every fan that had to watch that. Greg was very disappointing today. He had a horrible day today, but I promise Greg will be better.
Who's in charge of the push-ups, though?
Oh, it's just something we do. Okay. You drop a ball, I don't care if it hits your hand funny or what. We going down giving at least 20 push-ups. It's just something we got. We feel like we should catch every ball that touch our hands.
I know we asked you about this when you signed the contract a few months ago. As you head into this camp here, do you put any extra pressure on yourself now, or how do you look at it?
You know, I really don't. I've always had high standards for myself, and we as a team have high standards, high goals, and it's up to us to attain those, up to myself to obtain those individual goals that I have for myself. So that's a year-to-year thing. Nothing more, nothing less. I shouldn't say nothing more. I always expect more the next year. I feel like I left a lot on the field last year, the year before, and probably going to do the same thing this year. But I try to take advantage of every opportunity that I possibly can, as well as practice.
We talk so much about the new defense, obviously, this year, but how about the offense? Any new changes that you guys are excited about? Pretty much status quo.
Pretty much status quo, but at the same time, you know, we're trying to develop even more chemistry, really trying to do some things in the meetings to get a feel for one another, understand one another to the point where there's no gray area. And I think that's one of the things that we're really trying to focus on this year, starting as of now. And I think that allows us to develop more so on the personal level, getting inside each other's heads to see what each other's thinking while they're on the field, and then just getting to know each other a little better.
That's a great place to be, right? I mean, this is not like a brand new playbook for your coaching staff. You've got that part down. So now you can spend this training camp working on improvisation. Right?
That exactly. You know, we know the offense. Coaches know we know the offense. And it's all about us developing a chemistry as an offense, getting to know what the next person next to you, what the guy next to you is going to do, what he's thinking. And that, as far as especially as a receiver and a quarterback, we as receivers feel like we need to know what Aaron, what Brahm, what Matt is thinking. I mean, we have to know what they're thinking. They need to know what we're thinking. And I think if we can get that down, that'll take us to the next level without anything needed.
That's the difference in the last 2 minutes.
Exactly.
What about the lack of controversy right now as compared to this time last year? I mean, how much did that affect you? Did you guys think about that? It had to have some effect, didn't it?
I'm sure it had some effect. I'm one that doesn't really rely on excuses and things like that. We have to still play football regardless of what's going on. You're going to experience some adversity throughout the season. It hit us right when it started.
Right.
So we had time. To me, we had time to work through it, throw it in the back and burn it up, but maybe we didn't, and I'm not sure. I feel like I did. I feel like the receivers, we did. We tried not to talk about it, and A-Rod handled it like a true professional. And we moved on, but it was up to us, and we didn't get it done last year. And now we're excited about this year, new year, clean slate. Sky's the limit. The stars are the limit, actually.
Defense, that's a good thing. What are you seeing from that new team?
Defense is horrible. I don't respect, no, the defense. You guys see it. They're attacking from all different angles. They're making it tough on us as far as reading the blitzes, adjusting to the blitzes. Blitz pickup has definitely been a challenge. And just because the way that Dom has those guys running and kind of penetrating, looking like they're going to blitz, it's kind of like you have your eyes open, like, should I peek hot? Should I do this? What's my assignment? But at the same time, we have to run our offense. And if we run our offense and stop the pre-snap penalties, then we'll be fine. But the defense looks good. Definitely. We saw the 4-3 for three straight years. I saw the 4-3 for three straight years. So we kind of got used to that. We understood that defense to perfection pretty much, and we were able to pick them apart a lot. But this defense, they can throw a lot of different schemes at you, and you never know what to expect, especially with a coach like that. He's got those guys on their toes, and, you know, kind of sometimes I hate to say it, we're kind of on our heels because we don't know what to expect. But it's definitely good for us. It's an advantage for us as an offense.
Hey, Rick, from a receiver's perspective, what do you see differently about the secondary's responsibility in the 3-4, and how do you think Allen Charles has handled it so far?
Well, you know what? The thing about Charles is he's such a smart player. No knock on Al. Al is smart, too. Charles, he's a unique corner. He's very smart, very savvy. So anything you throw at him, he's going to catch it, and he's going to learn it, and he's going to make it his own. And that's what he does. That's what makes him unique. That's what makes him great. And so it's really working to his advantage because it's allowing him to read the formations a little bit more, whereas when he had to press a lot, he couldn't really read as much as he wanted to. He had to pick and choose when he wanted to read. And I think it's going to overall make Al a better corner because Al really wants to get in a DB's face or a receiver's face, and now he has to kind of read the formations and things like that. So it's going to make him overall a better corner. But it makes us work against the off covers because we weren't used to getting that a lot. But it's great. I mean, those guys are going to make us work. We're going to make them work. We're going to make each other better. Well, honestly, you know, after watching pretty much every down this offseason, in the years past, I felt like, and we kind of talked about this as receivers, we kind of got the ball. We got more quick hit stuff, like the little short dink off passes, the little screens, you know, and we didn't get a lot of those last year where we make one guy miss and go for 15, make one guy miss, go for 20, go for 10. We didn't do a lot of that last year. We were more pattern routes and just running routes down the field, and so that kind of negated. And then teams are probably thinking we got to stop the yards after the catch. So that was a huge emphasis probably on the opposing defenses. But at the same time, we still go out there with the same approach, thinking that every time we touch the ball, we're trying to score.
The chemistry part you were talking about before, would that potentially play into improving that this year with Aaron?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, we had chemistry last year. I mean, with the statistics that were put up, I'm sure we had some type of chemistry. But this year, I think what we're trying to do is just get inside the minds of each other. Know what your quarterback is thinking. Know what your receiver is thinking. So there's no question, no doubt at all that that guy is going to do something that you haven't seen. So that's where we're at. You know what? I mean, we have some very smart guys on defense, and they picked it up. To me, they picked it up rather quickly. And I said that from jump. I thought they were going to be able to adjust rather fluidly, and they have. They still have some things that they need to work out, and we need to do the same. But at the same time, we as an offense, we haven't changed anything, so I think we have an advantage there. But they're throwing some things at us that we haven't seen, that we're not used to seeing, and it's definitely making us look at the defense a little differently with our approaches and what we need to do schematically.
After a long 2-day practice, I'd rather just go home and sleep in your own bed.
You know what? The 2 days are better than the one. I'm going to tell you, the meetings are what kills guys. We would take the 2-day practices more than the one. I mean, the meeting
football.
Yes, exactly. You're not just sitting there looking at a screen or something, you know. Especially as an offense, we're not putting in anything new, so we're just going over the same thing. Yeah. And then your eyes start to fade on you a little bit. But, I mean, it's fun. But I think the guys like the 2 days more.
But the life going back to the dorm. Is there a benefit to that, or do you sleep through it anyway? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Mike said that his favorite part is the one-a-days and being able to teach and watch films.
I mean, that's the coaching coming out. I'm not saying it's not good, it's not beneficial, but as a player, I feel like we get more work done definitely in those sessions. Because we get to see what each other's thinking and things like that. But it's nothing like going out there and actually putting on the pads and being able to compete. That's what we're here for, you know. So we're going to learn. We have to sit down and we have to discuss things and make corrections and make adjustments and things like that. So the meetings are going to be there, but as a player, I think you'd rather just go out there. And the two-hour practice is nice. I mean, I don't see why we just don't go 2 hours, 2 hours.
Why were you guys here so late last night? Was it that bad yesterday? Or?
You know, I don't know. We need to talk. Do we need to talk to Mike about that? You know, is that a consensus amongst us? We need to go and talk.
I'm in favor of 2 hours.
I thought he said something about, like, you guys had to be done by 7 p.m. And you guys weren't done till like, 10, right?
No, we're typically always... Well, we stay probably 15
maybe
minutes longer.
Yeah.
The one, like, we're done at 9:30, isn't it? Well, off the field at 9:30, I believe, or something like 9:15, something like that. We're out there a long time, I tell you that. But it's fun.